Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's chaos with a dash of stoic wisdom and a whole lot of common sense. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of DDoS, like that ever-growing list is just haunting you with its sheer size? Yeah, we've all been there. Welcome to the Struggle Boss, where procrastination is king and getting things done feels like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. But guess what? You don't have to be a slave to your to-do list. Today, we're diving headfirst into the art of overcoming procrastination because let's be real, who wants to spend their precious time battling inner demons when they could be rocking out to their favorite tunes or binging that new show everyone's talking about? Alright, so here's the deal. Procrastination isn't just laziness. It's a tangled web of fear, perfectionism, and sometimes even just plain overwhelm. But hey, don't beat yourself up. The Stoics believed in taking things one step at a time, focusing on what's within your control. So let's break down 5 key strategies to help you conquer procrastination like a boss. Number 1. Identify your triggers. We all have those sneaky little things that send us spiraling into the procrastination vortex. Is it scrolling through social media? Ain't lost in a good book? Don't judge, I love a good mystery. Figure out what throws you off track and start setting boundaries. Maybe designate specific times for relaxation or entertainment to keep your focus in check. Number 2. Break it down. You know that giant project looming over your head like a terrifying monster? Yeah, it can feel totally impossible to tackle all at once. But here's the Stoic secret weapon. Divide and conquer. Break that daunting task into smaller, manageable chunks. Suddenly, it doesn't seem so overwhelming, right? Each little victory gives you a boost of momentum, making it easier to keep going. Number 3. Just start. This is the golden rule. You don't have to wait for the perfect moment, the ideal mood, or a burst of inspiration. Sometimes, the hardest part is just getting started. So put on your work shoes, grab that coffee, and take that first step. Trust me, once you get going, the momentum will carry you through. Number 4. Celebrate the wins. Give yourself credit for every milestone, no matter how small. Did you finish your chapter? Tackle that email pile? Then, you're killing it. Celebrate those victories with something you enjoy, a walk in nature, a delicious treat, or even just a good old-fashioned dance party in your living room. Number 5. Embrace imperfection. Listen up, perfectionists. The Stoics went about chasing unattainable ideals. They understood that life is messy and imperfect. So give yourself permission to make mistakes, learn from them, and keep moving forward. Remember, done is better than perfect. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you have this awesome idea for a project, maybe writing a blog post, starting a new craft, or even just cleaning out that clutter closet. You're brimming with excitement, but then life throws a curveball. You get caught up in emails, errands, and social media. Before you know it, days turn into weeks, and your project is gathering dust like an abandoned relic from the past. Sound familiar? This happens to all of us. But here's the thing. By applying those 5 strategies we just talked about, you can turn that procrastination spiral around. Start with identifying what's stealing your time. Maybe it's a certain app or website that sucks you in like a black hole. Then, break down that project into smaller tasks. Celebrate each victory along the way, and remember, done is better than perfect. Alright folks, I hope this episode has given you some fresh perspectives on conquering procrastination. Remember, it's not about becoming a superhuman productivity machine, it's about finding a balance, being kind to yourself, and celebrating the journey. Now go out there and rock those tasks. And don't forget to share your triumphs and maybe even your epic fails with us on social media. Use #Clarity first to join the conversation. Until next time, keep it clear, focus, and awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.